pardon me, pardon you for what conceivable sin? To leech attention from another's feast. How is the child? He loves you, you repeat yourself. Well, then you may claim a forfeit, your soul. Have I not given it? How can you live without your soul? It flourishes without me, he says, while within it was bound by my vice and vanity. Each step for its supposed cultivation only brought it blight. Since consecrated, I observe it to grow strong. Its reproofs are of the most gentle, and its instructions delight. What has it taught you? To yield, to wait, to hope, to believe. In fine, it has taught gratitude. Smile then on your faults as those do who love you, for all must wax and wane. Indeed, must I quote you the moon? O simple and good soul, are you not my salvation, as you are mine, she says, who counted himself honored merely to be your support? Do we not profit, nay thrive, nay delight in your wisdom? It is derivative, he says. Must not all wisdom be? Must it? As it derives from God. Our excellence is not in creation, which is the Lord, but in our humble wonderment. Which you indict me of? I do. You honor me, he says. I must see to the boy, she says. Stay. He is somewhat overborne by the excitement. Stay this one moment, anchor me. This may suffice, she says, and she hands him a sheet of paper. What is it? His gift to you.